Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, yesterday I started an article written by our Africa Director, Eric Bowman, about God's silent soldiers. And he started by saying there's a special regiment of God's choice soldiers ministering behind the scenes in every church and ministry and religious organization. And these people are our single ladies. He's only sharing about those who serve in Africa in his article. But yesterday we talked about missionary Phyllis Hall, whose husband graduated to glory when they served in Alaska. Now she's in Uganda. And then we talked about Mrs. Debbie Guyman, whose husband basically started the BMI work in Uganda, and he's in heaven now. And then Linda Green. But let me tell you about some more. There's Miss Christine McLaughlin. She came to us as a nurse practitioner and has since increased her knowledge and capability in this field. Her medical skill has opened doors for church planning that were previously closed. Villages would not permit a preacher to enter, would readily welcome a nurse to come and help them. And although Christine is a professional nurse, she is first of all a missionary, and she and her team have led many people to Christ. Furthermore, they've been influential in establishing several churches in the Ivory Coast. Well, here's another one. Having lived in Uganda as a young person, Miss Alicia Stensis was already experienced in Ugandan culture. She and a Ugandan teacher, Sharon, have teamed up to make an incredible impact in the national churches throughout Uganda. Through establishing children's ministries and intensive teacher training, scores of churches and hundreds of children have been assisted. Only eternity will reveal the souls in heaven because of their ministry. And then the list goes on. Let me tell you about Carrie Ferguson. Linguistic skills are also needed on the mission field. Miss Carrie Ferguson joined the team in Ivory Coast and had already attained a level of fluency in the French language. And since her arrival on the field, she has assisted in translating Bible college material for future pastors and teachers. Using her communicative skills coupled with a caring heart, she also helps with a special needs class at one of the local churches. Here's another one. Having been an MK, that's a missionary kid, even though I prefer to say a kid missionary, but anyway, since infancy, Miss Erica Bowman was perfectly prepared for ministry in Kenya, where she grew up. Having a level of fluency in Swahili and an understanding of Kenyan culture, she arrived on the field ready to serve. She not only helps in the local church in the town of Kisumu, but she also teaches other ladies in the Bible college how to teach children in their own national churches. Through conducting neighborhood Bible clubs, opening up Bible clubs in local schools, she has pointed hundreds of children to the Savior. Well, again, I mentioned yesterday that some people think a single lady has no place on the mission field, but I hope as you listen to me, just share briefly, believe me, I know every one of these fine young ladies. Some of them are not so young, but what a job for Christ they're doing as they work alongside of and under the authority, if you will, of a missionary family church planner. And they're changing Africa for the good, helping local African pastors to know how to start children's ministries and reach people for Christ. And I thank the Lord for all these fine ladies who are serving there in Africa.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.